if I have pain in my
elbow,
or all of these
limbs, is that what you?
For example, where one bone meets another bone.
Joint. The ulna and the, is this part here?
You know more than I do. That's for sure. And how about this? This is my, I wear a shoe on. Is a
foot.
Okay, and two of those
are feet.
And when I'm eating, the food goes down into my, where it's digested.
Stomach.
Okay. All right. And if I'm not feeling well, I say that I am
sick.
Sick.
Or ill. Stomach ache.
But if, let's say I'm at a party and I have to go out and get some air, I say, oh boy, I'm sick. Sick, blank, stomach.
Oh, sick to my stomach?
You'd say sick to my stomach, okay. All right.
I'm about to puke.
Do I look like that? Okay. And if someone's not weak, he is...
Strong.
Are there any other terms for someone being strong?
Hefty.
Okay. And a person who's having a hard time talking.
He's hoarse, or else got laryngitis.
Okay. We've talked about this pain in your joints is...
Arthritis.
Okay. Any other terms for that?
Rheumatism.
In your hands?
Rheumatism.
Okay. People don't have much of this problem anymore, but people used to die when something would rupture down here.
Oh, the appendix.
And that is called an...
Appendectomy.
Okay. And if it ruptures and they die from it...
Well,
appendicitis?
Yeah, appendicitis. Okay. My grandson almost did that. He had ruptured appendix, and of course, my daughter-in-law's dad was dying in Laramie, and she left her boy there, and when she got back, they got him in the hospital, but it already ruptured, but they saved him.
Well, that's lucky. And a very serious disease that people used to have, I'm not sure, dip, have you ever heard of the dip?
Diphtheria,
okay. We talked about... You go out into the woods and something bites you, and you get a fever. Have you ever heard of that?
No, just a minute. A tick.
Tick.
Wood tick. Colorado spotted tick. No, Rocky Mountain spotted tick in Colorado. Just plain old tick.
Okay, well, maybe you could tell me a little about that.
Oh, about a tick? My
about
husband.
Rocky Mountain fever, Rocky Mountain
my
spotted.
My husband had it. He'd gone fishing. The tick never stops. He bites you and runs. And you can't, unless you happen
keeps
to...
burrowing?
No, the poison tick doesn't keep burrowing. The tick that gives you Rocky Mountain spotted fever, you never find. He'll bite you and drop off, and I don't know where he goes. But anyhow, it causes a real high fever, and you get completely out of your head. And then, you have such a headache you can't see, and they give you morphine. And Louis went to the hospital. My dad had to make him go because he was so sick. And he was in the hospital, I don't know how long, until he recovered.
Now, is there a difference between Rocky Mountain fever and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, or is it the same?
No, now there's Colorado fever.
Spotted fever.
No, Colorado tick fever.
Okay.
And Rocky Mountain tick fever is what you get the fever from.
Is there, what happens when you get a tick and it keeps growing and you...
He just irritates
you. From that?
Well, or not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Okay. What would you call it if you cut yourself open and you say, I have a deep...
gash.
Uh-huh.
Or deep cut.
Or one that starts with a W? Wound?
Wound.
Okay. All right.
Wound.
And do you have terms for people who are sickly? Any other... So that person's sickly or that person is...
ailing.
Okay. All right. And a person who can't hear is...
deaf.